This is Bird Note. Sculptor and musician Walter Kotundu first became enraptured by birds in 2005 when he borrowed a camera from a friend. He went to Alta Plaza Park in San Francisco to try photographing hummingbirds when all of a sudden a red-tailed hawk
flew about 4 feet above my head, and I turned around and I started following this hawk all around the park. This one was particularly big and had a white patch on the back of its head.
Walter named the bird Patch and kept coming back to the park to look at this hawk. And on one of his visits, he saw the bird on top of a streetlight.
And it turned, looked at me, and then jumped off the streetlight and flew straight toward my head. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I've done something wrong, the bird is really mad. The bird landed on the ground next to me, about 3 or 4 feet away. And it picked up a caterpillar and ate it. And then it didn't leave. We sat there together on the ground for about a minute until somebody else walked by and it flew away. And that was such an exhilarating moment that probably for the next 6 to 7 months, I was at that park 3 to 4 days a week following this particular red tail. Some days it'd be more difficult to find her, and other days she would find me. The bird wasn't used to everybody, but for some reason it had accepted me as part of the landscape. It would pluck gophers out of the field right next to me. It would allow me to walk up to it while it was feeding. And when a dog would run by or another person would walk by, it would fly away. So I realized I had a really privileged relationship with the wild red-tailed hawk. And I think knowing that it was so special, I kept going back. And I was able to document its transition from a juvenile bird into an adult.
As he watched Patch grow, he noticed things about her. How some days she would seem to never miss her prey, while others she'd fly around endlessly looking for a meal. How her favorite perch was on the cross atop a church next to the park.
She had particular quirks and personalities and preferences, and those were really brought into stark relief whenever I saw another red-tailed hawk come into the park, because you could tell their behavior was different. Their mannerisms were different. And it was really striking because I could understand that these are individuals, just like you can tell your friends apart at a distance from someone else that you don't know. I could tell this hawk apart at a distance from other hawks.
Patch passed away in 2010, but seeing a red-tailed hawk is still special for Walter, reminding him of an old friend.
If I'm ever really nervous, maybe I'm going to a performance or I have to go give a talk, and on the way there, I look out and I see a red tail perched on the edge of a building or on a power pole or something, I just settle down a little bit. I kind of realize part of the world is as it should be and things are going to be okay. So there is a kind of comfort that I receive whenever I see a red-tailed hawk.
You can see some of Walter's amazing photos of Patch on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Thanks to supporters like you, American Bird Conservancy has helped sustain millions of acres of habitat for birds over the past 30 years. Become an ABC member today at a special rate of $20 or more, and you'll receive the award-winning hardcover book, Bringing Back the Birds, featuring fascinating stories from bird experts and more than 200 beautiful photos. Join now at abcbirds.org/birdbook20. That's abcbirds.org/birdbook20.